60 degrees and sunny. It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Sunday, May 26th. Pete Fornital at 1027 on the first holiday weekend of this summer of 1985. Good morning and welcome to Mixed Bag on WNEW-FM.
Here now, summer's coming around again. Every year it seems to come in this way. Before you know it, you've fallen in love. But be sure it's love before you sail away.
Sunday afternoon, really couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine anything that is better. The world is out whenever we're together. There ain't a place I'd like to be. Thank you.
up the Sunday news. I need my funny papers. A little orphan Annie and me have a rendezvous at three with Mary Worth and Dick Tracy. My idea of time well spent is to stay in bed with you till the rent is due. Sunlight pouring through her hair, felt her warm mouth on me in the summer's air. Running in a field of brown, laughing, rolling on the ground, smiling as she pulls you down. That's the way she feels about you. That's the way she feels about you, yeah. That's the way she feels about you.
At 102.7, that's Jesse Colin Young and the Youngbloods from their Best Of with Sunlight, which there is plenty of today and will continue to be throughout this holiday weekend, thank goodness. Dean Friedman before that from his debut album back about 77, Funny Papers. We heard Kenny Rankin beautifully interpreting the Rascals' Groovin'. Michael Franks expressing my feelings about 52 times a year. Sunday morning here with you. And Carly Simon starting things off from the Anticipation album. Summer's coming around again. Unofficially, of course, not until June 21st, 22nd. But unofficially, the first long holiday weekend of this summer of 1985, Memorial Day weekend, and have we got a show for you. First of all, if you are ensconced in your summer place and picking up our signal, that's terrific. If you didn't have a chance to get away for this holiday weekend, I'm glad you're here with us today. And we have lots in store for you as a result. My special guest in the final hour of the program today, Country Joe McDonald. And since it has been some time since we've done a maiden voyage on the program, that's a debut album by an artist or group important to the concept of this program, we'll get around to one right after these messages.
It's an evening of British musical legends. Steel Eye Span, Renaissance, and Fairport Convention together Friday, June 7th at the Beacon Theater. Experience the electrified songs of Steel Eye Span, the majestic sound of Renaissance in a special acoustic program, plus the driving folk rock of Fairport Convention. Yes, Fairport Convention, Steel Eye Span, and Renaissance together in concert one night only. Don't miss a night of musical magic Friday, June 7th. Tickets now at the Beacon Theater and Ticketron, or charge them. Call 944-9300.
Friday, June 7th at the Beacon, Steel Eye Span, Renaissance, and Fairport Convention together. To charge tickets, call 944-9300.
Now, batting for the Mets, Gary Cutter.
Boy, New York is some town. What spirit, what life, what enthusiasm.
Strike!
What umpires. Hey, what's happening? What the? It's a helicopter carrying a New York Newsday newsstand. So tell me, is this the way they deliver papers in New York?
Hi, Gary. Get your New York Newsday. More city news, more neighborhood news, more late sports than ever before.
Let's see that sports section. Yeah, here's a big story about the Mets. And a picture of me. Well, I have to admit, I sure do like New York Newsday's sports section.
Play ball!
I could do without him.
Look for New York Newsday's introductory offer at your newsstand or call 718-NEWSDAY for a special home delivery offer. New York Newsday, more than the news.
In today's New York Newsday, get a sneak peek at the big summer movies and more in a special summer entertainment preview.
Hey, Marge.
Hmm?
Look what I found in my old army jacket. Your picture. pad. Did you always keep it with you?
It was all I had. I must have taken it out a million times.
Hold on to the people you love with Kodacolor VR films. Films as vivid and sensitive as the tender moments you've shared together.
You know, the whole time I was gone, it felt like I had a guardian angel.
I think maybe you did.
And I knew just who sent him.
Kodak film, because time goes by.
Because time goes by, and this next segment proves the point. Our maiden voyage this week tied into the fact that Peter Yarrow is celebrating a birthday on May 31st. He was born here in New York City and started out as a solo folk artist back in 1960. A year later, he formed that infamous trio in 1961, and they released their first album in May of 1962, 23 years ago. Our maiden voyage by Peter, Paul, and Mary at WNEW-FM.
Well, early in the morning, about the break of day, I asked the Lord, help me find a way, help me find a way. Thunder rolls and the heavens rain. When the sun turns black, never shine again. Never shine again. When the trumpet blows, won't you call me, please? Call my name.
If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. This train don't carry no gamblers, this train. This train don't carry no gamblers, no crap shooters, no midnight ramblers. This train don't carry no gamblers, this train. This train, she's bound for glory, well, this train. This train, she's bound for glory, well, this train. This train, she's bound for glory, well, this train.
to bed and he couldn't get up in the morning. Rain, rain, go away, come again some other day.
At 1027 from their maiden voyage, released back in May of 1962, Peter, Paul, and Mary, early in the morning, 500 miles, this train, and it's raining. No, it's not. And fortunately, too, 68 degrees now under sunny skies, humidity 84%. Our holiday weekend weather sunny this morning and warm with a high near 80 degrees today. Tonight, clearing and mild, low near 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with increasing humidity, even high 85 to 90. The outlook for Tuesday and your return to work, chance of a shower or a thunder shower Monday night or early Tuesday morning, then partly cloudy and cooler.
You've got a taste for the good things in life.
For an Italian mixed bag this Sunday morning, there are a couple of concerts at the end of the week that I'd like to let you know about. They take place on Friday, May 31st, and Saturday, June 1st, at Radio City Music Hall, starring George Benson and Roberta Flack at WNEW-FM.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly.
Wonder. gentle presence of the flame.
At 1027, that's Eric Clapton from the Slow Hand album and Wonderful Tonight. The Beach Boys before that, more specifically Carl Wilson from one of their most overlooked albums, Smiley Smile, that track entitled Wonderful. By the way, the real story, or as close to the real story of the Smile album as we're ever likely to see or hear about, is told on a new video for the home video market called The Beach Boys, an American Band. It is a must-see for fans of the group, just for the incredible catalog of clips that it includes, and specifically the material concerning the Smile album, which eventually became Smiley Smile, is told in some detail, or at least more than ever before, by the group themselves. That reminds me that we will give the Beach Boys the full treatment on Saturday Morning 60s in a couple of weeks, the first true official weekend of summer. I guess that's about Saturday, June 22nd, for 3 hours. Wanted to let you know about that, as well as the fact that their new album is terrific. So the boys are back in this summer of 85. We heard Van Morrison with the title track from his latest Sense of Wonder. I didn't see the show, but I'm told he was wonderful at the Beacon last weekend. And an upcoming show to look forward to, George Benson and Roberta Flack. We heard Breezin' by George and Killing Me Softly by Roberta, a number one song for her. You know the story of that one, written for and about Don McLean. And George and Roberta will be at Radio City Music Hall on Friday, May 31st, and Saturday, June 1st. Pete Fornital on Mixed Bag. Some birthdays to acknowledge after these messages. A message from 1027, where it's 72 degrees now and sunny at 13 minutes after 9 o'clock. Pete Fornital on Mixed Bag this Sunday morning. I said we had some birthdays to acknowledge. The first one up is Bruce Cockburn, born on May 27th, 1945, in Ottawa. He has been a major, major star in Canada since the early 70s, but only recently made a dent here with that most recent album of his. And on a visit to the radio station a couple of months ago, Bruce talked about his recent trip to Nicaragua.
It's very surprising to me that any intelligent person couldn't see the real situation, you know, and then to paint it in terms of East-West tension and so on, and empire building is a gross distortion of the facts. I was particularly impressed with the Nicaraguan people. I'd never seen a country full of people working together to improve things for themselves before. In fact, never really believed it was possible until I saw it happening there. And it struck me at the time that somewhere in the world at any given moment there must be a situation that brings out the best in people, however temporal, temporarily, you know. And that's kind of where the song came from. It's called Nicaragua.
Dracula's tower. The kid who guards Fonseca's tomb cradles a beat-up submachine gun. At age 15, he's a veteran of 4 years of war. Proud to pay his dues, he knows who turns the screws. Baby face and old man's eyes. In the flash of this moment, you're the best of what we are. Don't let them stop you now, Nicaragua.
Took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child in my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I seasons of my life. Mm-hmm. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, where the landslide brings down, and if you see in the snow-covered hills, well, a landslide will bring it down. Oh, a landslide will bring it down.
I pull. Just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said.
At 1027, that is the band from their debut, Music from Big Pink, and The Wait. Today, May 26th, is Levon Helms' 43rd birthday. He was born in Marvel, Arkansas, the only American-born member of the band, the rest of them being Canadians, of course. At one time, the group was known as Levon and the Hawks. He now lives in upstate New York, and I mentioned yesterday on the program that Levon has had a spell of bad luck lately. He shot himself in an accident a while ago and is recovering from that. And even more recently, there was a devastating fire in his house upstate. So we wish him the best in coming back from those two tragedies. And Stevie Nicks before that, also a birthday today. She was born on May 26, 1948, in Phoenix, Arizona, joined Fleetwood Mac in 1975, and from FM we heard Landslide. Up top, Bruce Cockburn with a live performance here at 1027 a while ago of a song from his most recent album, Nicaragua. 928 now, we've got Country Joe McDonald coming up as our guest in the...